We can now join the partner of Scoop McClure in WA for 6 or 7 weeks, Jake Nile, who wrote a very interesting story today. And that Cam Ellis-Yolman has not chosen to be vaccinated, so his career would appear to be over in the AFL.
Jake got to speak one-on-one with the Emperor.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Mr. McGowan stopped Jake on the red carpet at the Brownlow.
Well, let's find out.
And said Jake Nile.
Welcome to you, Jake.
G'day, gentlemen. How are we going on?
We're going well. Evening. Is it true that you spoke to the Emperor?
No, that is inaccurate. I was right behind the Emperor. I walked straight past him.
Yep.
There was a huge queue at the Brownlow lining up to talk to WA's probably even better known public figure, Ben Cousins. And a whole bunch of people, including myself, walked straight past the Premier,
right,
not realising who he was, to go and talk to Ben Cousins, including me.
Yeah.
It was just a sort of symbol of Perth that more people wanted to talk to Ben for all his travails off the field than the Premier, who at the time, though, had a 90% ranking, rating.
What would you think it would be now? Certainly it's about 1% amongst the cricketers who would hope to be playing a final in their home state.
Well, I'm not going to get into all the... I'm not going to speak for the people of WA, but he was certainly popular then because the virus was completely abstract at that stage. So Sam would vouch for this, Sam. When you're over there, there's just a sense that there wasn't COVID at all. So he was in a very good position. But eventually, people were telling me, look, eventually we're going to have to, open the gates and see what happens. But it was held off for so long that he could live in this very popular space of being the person that had kept it out.
But Jake, we got you on to talk about vaccination and AFL football. So far, we've lost a couple. Liam Jones, Cam Ellis-Yolman from the Lions has pulled the pin as well. Doesn't want to be inoculated. We've got a problem with Jed Anderson down at North Melbourne, he may get through on a medical exemption, given that he had a serious
reaction
to the first, although it's a bit of a long bow, but he may get through. Jack Darling's an interesting one. Are you comfortable putting your doctor's hat on and telling us, is there a way through for these guys with Novavax, a protein-based vaccination as against whatever the other ones are?
Well, there's a way through, Jared, eventually, but right at the moment, it's not available. So it's approved by the government, I think, as of the other day.
TGA, yep.
Yeah, the ATAGI have said it's okay, but it's not approved by the... it's not in sale. You can't get it.
Yeah, okay.
So until you can get it, you can't train. If you can't train, you can't play. If you can't, then your career is in some sort of, at best, holding pattern, or in the case of... Liam Jones and soon to be Cam Ellis-Yolman, it's over. And I think Jack Darling, I don't know whether he's holding out for Novavax or not, but if he won't take Pfizer or Moderna, they're the NRMA vaccines, what are his other options? It's either do that or don't play.
Can you tell me, Jake, from a medical perspective, why are the anti-vax fraternity happy with Novavax and they're not happy with Moderna, etc.? What is the chemical difference? I know one, Novavax is based on protein, whatever that means.
Yep.
The other ones, I'm not sure. Are they chemical? Is that what their problem is?
No, I think it's seen to be more, I think, and I don't want to speak for, I'm certainly not an anti-vaxxer, I think that the idea is that the protein does less to your body, basically. I think that's the logic. But to be honest, I don't see a lot of logic in it at all. We've seen what happened with Novak Djokovic. And, if Jack Darling's probably the big one, Jared and Sam, because he's the best player out of all these guys.
Yep.
It's not a very difficult decision for the Brisbane Lions to, they're not going to fight tooth and nail for Ellis-Yolman.
No, he's not in their best 25, let alone their best
22. He's not in their best 25. If this was, for argument's sake, Lachie Neale or Harris Andrews, they'd be in a serious pickle about it. and trying to work out how to get it done.
So,
the case of Jack Darling, he's a good player. He's in their top.
They don't win the flag
players.
Probably without him, but there, or they don't play finals.
So why, Jake, are they on different pages? Like, why is Jack saying that he's got a workplace injury that, you know, hours after the club is saying he's not vaccinated?
I could not understand that statement by Jack Darling. I just did not get it. Was a really, and it was clearly at odds with the club. The club are saying he hasn't had the vaccination and thus he cannot train and until such time as he has it. And bear in mind, if you don't have one shot by February the 18th, which is a few weeks from now,
you're cooked.
About 3 weeks from now, then you can't train.
Yep.
So these guys have got a pretty short window, and it'll be interesting, Jared and Sam, to see whether Novavax really is something that they're counting on, or whether, for some people, it's a line, and it's something for you to say, well, there's Novavax. Once Novavax is actually there, are you going to take it?
Yeah, well, that's a question that you would hope the Eagles have asked Jack Darling, and I would have thought, I can't imagine Jack Darling being put off the list at the West Coast Eagles. They will wait. But
yeah.
Cam Ellis-Yolman, there'd be no waiting for him. Liam Jones,
no,
I reckon
well, no,
there was
not going to be. Definitively there won't be. He'll go. And they put a line through him there. Brisbane are saying, no, that's, you know, you don't want to do it. Well, your choice, but...
Okay,
you know.
So he goes
and
off.
They've had a number of talks. I mean, the other thing about the players in these circumstances, Jared, is that it's not like the clubs haven't spoken to the players and tried to get them to that position. Mm. In each case, there's been a lot of dialogue.
Well, if you had to wait for somebody to get the Novavax and you were the Brisbane Lions, you'd be waiting for Liam Jones. You wouldn't be waiting for Cam Ellis-Yolman. You'd be opening up a spot in your list and you'd be having a chat to Liam Jones and be saying, Liam, you've moved into southern Queensland. We want you to come up about an hour up the highway and play for us next year.
I like your thinking, Jared. I think Liam Jones, if he's going to play for a club, he can only play for a club that's in the window. He's 30.
Yep.
So if he's going to get back in 12 months' time, there's absolutely no point, or even in the mid-season draft, which if there was some dramatic change of government policy, which I don't think there will be, so I think he's done for this year. But if he was going to get back, it should be to a team like Brisbane, who are very close to premiership.
Yeah,
as well as the geographic factors in their favour. But you would need a change of rules from the AFL. And the AFL, if we've learned one thing about the AFL, is that they fall very much into line with the government.
Yes, they do. And it's a lesson that could be learned by other sporting bodies close to your heart, Jake.
Yep, no, that's right. And I think it's going to be... If you want to look at the big picture of this, though, the number of AFL players who've been anti-vax or vax skeptic or vax hesitant is very small in the scheme of things. When you look at 800 odd players, and we're down to what, four basically.
Who's the fourth?
Well, there's Jones, Ellis-Yolman,
Jack Darling,
and Jed Anderson.
Oh, Jed Anderson, of course, yep.
Yep, so there's four that we know of, and there's a couple of AFLW players.
Yep.
One at the Crows and one at St Kilda.
Oh, one at St Kilda, indeed, yes.
Yeah, so it's a very small number of people when you compare it to, other walks of life. But then again, the rules are very hard. So you're not in a position, if you're a player, to really dissent and play. So, you know, as soon as I heard that Liam Jones was... quote, doing his own research, I thought, well, that's it for him. Mm. He won't be playing for the Blues this year.
Jake, as we let you go, your biggest watch club-wise going into the season, who are you most interested in from a story perspective?
I would say the Blues, actually, your team, Sam, because really they've rolled the dice in terms of trading their first draft pick to bring in Adam Chera, and talking to them, as you would know, there's a real belief that they've got a playing list that can challenge for the premiership within a couple of years, within 2 or 3 years. And that's not an opinion that's necessarily shared by everyone in the industry. So I think Carlton is the big watch because if they have a bad year, there'll be a lot of pressure on the administration.
Yep,
and
I'm with you.
They've also got Michael Voss come in. And I just think that they're a fascinating club on multiple levels. So Carlton would be the obvious big watch. And probably the other team is Richmond because Richmond really are having a last crack with Trent Cotchin and Jack Riewoldt.
Yep.
And is the coach, is it, do the coaches have to be vaccinated?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Everyone does. Jake, thanks for coming on.
No worries, boys.